Today is November 4th, 2013. I am Ashley A. Knapp of AshleyANapp.com. It's really late, so I'm just going to make this one quick. I wrote a little bit of my outline for NaNoWriMo. I didn't have a keyboard available, so I outlined it in paper and pen, and then I typed it up later, mostly fleshing out Act 3. I have some things to determine there, like how to make the apex of the story the most effective, and I realize there's some elements in the final act, especially the descending action that lead into the next book that I need to plot earlier into, like, Act 1 and 2. And philosophy and science fiction, we're still talking about Brave New World. Not crazy about it. We talked about what's the purpose of burial and ceremony and remembering the dead, because that's something they don't do in the Brave New World, really, and that's something they do on the Savage Lands, where the guy who represents the our world lives. And then in art history, we got to Rembrandt, which makes me 10 times more embarrassed that I put that down for a bunch of answers on my quiz, because apparently that wasn't even an option. So that's what I get for missing one class period and reading ahead. I put down a bunch of stuff that we haven't even studied yet on my last quiz. But we got to Rembrandt and the Night Watch and the group portraits. And then I worked in drawing class on my arbitrary self-portrait color. They refer to it as the Rainbow Ashley, because I use cerulean blue instead of Prussian blue, so it's really brightly colored. And then in drawing, we did this cute little exercise where we used charcoal powder and some sort of alcohol liquid mixture, and then we painted with that on thicker paper. So we got these really powdery layers of tone that could be erased and blended afterwards with the dry brush technique. I didn't bring my own charcoal powder, and I didn't know if we could borrow the teacher, so initially I made my own out of crushing one of my sticks of charcoal. Downside is it didn't really work like the exercise was supposed to work. Upside is I have, like, the darkest lines in the class for my beginning exercise. So that's what I worked. Oh, and I also read one of my nano buddies' prologues in chapter 1, and I wrote a response about that. It was actually pretty good, so looking forward to reading chapter 2. All right, thank you for listening. Bye.